Joe Manchin, I'm going to support Hyde in every way possible. By Dr. Susan Berry on June 12, 2021. Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, said he will continue to support the Hyde Amendment, which bans taxpayer funding for abortion in the United States. Bloomberg government reported Thursday Manchin stated he would back the long-standing amendment to spending bills that prohibits the federal government from funding most abortions. At the end of May, President Joe Biden released his fiscal year 2022 budget, one that would eliminate the long-standing Hyde Amendment and force American taxpayers to fund abortions. The Hyde Amendment has enjoyed tremendous bipartisan support for decades, including from Biden himself. In April 1994, then-Senator Biden wrote to a constituent, "Those of us who are opposed to abortion should not be compelled to pay for them." Since his campaign for president, Biden, a self-described Catholic, has decided the Hyde Amendment must go. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, also a self-described Catholic, said in December repealing the Hyde Amendment is long overdue. Manchin, however, told National Review in December, "As a lifelong Catholic, I have always been pro-life and believe that the Hyde Amendment ensures federal funds are not used to perform abortions anywhere in the country. Repealing the Hyde Amendment would be foolish, and I'm strongly opposed to this push from some members of Congress. If this legislation is brought before the Senate, I will vote against repealing the Hyde Amendment." Senator Bob Casey, DPA, has also said he will continue to support the Hyde Amendment. "I'm where I have always been on Hyde, I'm supportive of it," Casey told Politico in May. "I think there's a wide disagreement on the issue across the country, and we've made the decision now over generations that those who don't support abortion shouldn't have their tax dollars going to it." A Knights of Columbus/Marist poll released in January found 58% of those surveyed opposed taxpayer funding of abortion, including 31% of Democrats, 83% of Republicans, and 65% of Independents. The poll also found more than three-fourths of Americans, 76%, back significant restrictions on abortion, including a majority who identify as pro-choice. Planned Parenthood, both the largest provider of abortions in the nation and now the second-largest provider of transgender hormone treatments, said in a press announcement in April, "There are increasing signs that the country is on the right track since the Biden-Harris administration took office." Among the administration's accomplishments named by Planned Parenthood was the fact that the Democrats' coronavirus relief bill, the American Rescue Plan, excluded the Hyde Amendment. Pro-life leaders consider the measure a bailout for the abortion industry. Planned Parenthood said it will push in the days to come for budgets that eliminate us, the Hyde and Helms amendments and related restrictions on abortion, and ones that also increase funding for sexual and reproductive health care programs at home and abroad.